As I stand in the kitchen, my eyes dash from cabinet to cabinet, jar to jar, bowl to bowl. How will I pacify my maundering belly this morning? Oats. My eyes zoom in on the container that never runs short. Yes, healthy carbohydrates to start the day. I chuck in a banana for a sprinkle of sweetness. Spoonfuls of scrumptiousness in my mouth, I think about my story. Months of failed nutrition plans and copying ridiculous fads made my head spin. To note a dozen? Vegan, paleo, gluten-free, dairy-free, turmeric, coconut oil, more like coconut everything, almond milk, almond butter, kombucha, apple cider vinegar, chia seeds, and more. Although society's consciousness of nutrition is great in an era of obesity and processed foods, the mindfulness is teeter-tottering between normality and obsession. Nevertheless, I knew I wanted to make a lifestyle change. Like a new recipe, however, my lifestyle change called for experimenting, and after days of experimenting, I created the perfect recipe for now. When I hop out of bed in the morning, I grab my tumbler and pop in half a sliced lemon and warm water. The fruit helps clean the inside of my body as it detoxes, promotes healthy weight loss, makes skin glow, strengthens the immune system, and improves digestion. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Breakfast. 2 soft-boiled eggs plus half an avocado. I ate everything but the kitchen sink for breakfast. Bowls of toasty oats switched to overnight oats, to bananas of almond butter, to yogurt, and to smoothies. Somehow, someway, somewhen, I ended up eating half an avocado and 2 eggs for breakfast. Unlike other mornings which left my stomach in knots, this pair fills me up of healthy fats and protein. Breakfast, however, is different on a daily basis. Other options. Oats, as noted in the opening of this post, acai bowl, or banana pancakes. Lunch, vegan sandwich or couscous salad. Snack 1, celery sticks plus almond butter or almonds. Snack 2, tangerine or strawberry lavender lemonade plus a cheeky bite of chocolate. Options, options, options. My eyes gloss over the options on the Eat Club menu for work. Paleo bowl? No thanks. Vegan sandwich? Add to cart. Before this moment, shit hit the fan. The first week of my internship, I ate paleo, week 2 gluten-free, and week 3 was only acai for lunch. Clearly, nothing stuck. When it was back to the drawing boards, I picked the vegan sandwich from Ingrained. The alfalfa sprouts are delicious and the ingredients well-balanced. Carbs, wheat bread, healthy fats, avocado, and protein, hummus. Almond butter and celery make the perfect afternoon snack, and a tangerine adds vitamin C. Other options. Avocado toast, banana pancakes, oats, or acai bowl. Dinner. Kale salad. Tick-tock, 6 o'clock. The small hand points down and I wave goodbye to work. If I didn't eat every snack at the office, I'm probably hungry. From the fridge, I grab the opposite of a smidge of kale, salmon or chicken, sweet potato, beets, and avocado. Half a squeezed lemon makes for the perfect topping. Dessert. Raspberries. Saturday, Sunday. Breakfast, 2 soft-boiled eggs plus grapefruit. Lunch, acai bowl. A sigh escapes my lips after every spoonful of the powerhouse bowl from Bear Bowls. I order coconut milk as opposed to cashew milk and plop down in a leather chair to write. Snack, baby carrots. Dinner, salmon poke. Obviously, weekends are for eating out and about. I pick poke for dinner from Go Fish and an interesting base. Yam noodles in place of rice. Long story short, the noodles bear 0 calories. Excuse me? Noodles. 0 calories. One sentence? Well, I just made it 2. Oops. Yes, please. Dessert. Vegan chocolate. Before I live happily ever after, I peel open a bar of vegan chocolate.